This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As a group of U.S. nationals was escorted to safety out of Sudan, some people were going back to the capital city. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian authorities say that at least five residential buildings were severely damaged. Several people injured after shelling hit the city of Donetsk. A Russian court has now imposed a large fine against a Siberian woman who's been convicted of criticizing the Russian invasion of Ukraine on social media. Details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Marina Novikova, a 65-year-old lawyer, was found guilty of spreading false information about the Russian army. Denouncing Russia's military was made a criminal offense after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine more than 14 months ago. Novikova's posts on the messaging app Telegram decried the invasion and criticized the Russian government. The court in Novikova's hometown of Seversk imposed a fine of over $12,000, even though prosecutors and Novikova herself begged the court to send her to prison instead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gunfire and heavy artillery has persisted in parts of Sudan's capital, despite the extension of a ceasefire between the country's two top generals whose battle for power has killed hundreds and sent thousands fleeing for their lives. The civilian death toll jumped Saturday to at least 411 people. That's according to the